now from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. There was a compromise, it appears, today in the Senate between Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senator Designate Roland Burris. Designed by the indicted governor, Blagojevich, was going on as to who to seat and who not to seat. For one thing, we have, of course, the Minnesota race, where Al Franken, not surprisingly, in my view, in fact, I'm proud to say I predicted it, Al Franken is the winner of the Minnesota election. We'll talk about that count in a minute, and also how Norm Coleman plans to challenge it. And what's going on there? It just seems like it is the time of musical chairs in the Senate. You had Vice President Dick Cheney, in fact, swear in his follower, Joe Biden, who will serve in the Senate through January 20th when he will quit his job. I don't know if 2 weeks is the shortest senatorial service ever, but he will quit his job as a senator to become the Vice President of the United States. And he's got a designee in his place, appointed by his governor, to warm the seat until his son steps in. Then you have in Colorado, you have Ken Salazar. He is being appointed to be Interior Secretary. He has a replacement. And then, of course, there's Hillary Clinton. She's going to be the next Secretary of State. And Governor David Patterson of New York has a replacement for her, too. The talk is that Caroline Kennedy wants the job, but is she really proper for that job? In my view, she isn't. And I'll tell you why not in the course of this hour. If you want to discuss anything regarding the Senate or, frankly, anything going on with domestic politics, we had Barack Obama today, and he announced his budget advisor. And gave very frank talk about the fact that we're going to have massive budget deficits. I guess it wasn't surprising that the Wall Street Journal reporter's first question was, how are you going to cut Social Security? To which Obama deftly responded, we'll worry about that when we get there. Which seems to be how he's responding to all the questions in the press, showing that he is indeed a good politician. Nonetheless, he's handling things well. 82% of Americans, 82% have a positive approval rating for Barack Obama. But, of course, he hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't been president yet. He hasn't disappointed anyone yet. Let's give the guy a chance. Meanwhile, the current president, yes, he's still current president for all of 13 days. George W. Bush has a 27% approval rating, one of his highest in the last few months. I got to say, though, it's hard to believe. 2 weeks from yesterday, 2 weeks from yesterday, 13 days from today, or perhaps I should say in 12 days and 19 hours, we will finally be rid of the Bush regime, something that I have worked hard to get rid of, well, since the day this illegitimate government began, since the day that the United States Supreme Court chose Bush to be president, even though the American people voted for Al Gore. So it is an interesting political time. This is, by the way, under the Constitution, a sort of a strange time in American history. I don't know if you realize that it's occurred, but if you read the Constitution carefully, you see that the new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd, or the date which they designate. In this case, January 3rd was on a Saturday. So they designated Tuesday, yesterday, the 6th, because, you know, Congress doesn't really like to work on Mondays. They need one more.